Track 16. Now turn to part 4. Part 4 consists of 2 tasks. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which people talk about travel. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says about their main experience of travelling. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H how each speaker feels about travel now. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I've been travelling since I was born. My mother was a diplomat, so our family moved every few years, more or less. By the time I was 12, I'd lived in 4 different countries and travelled to countless more. Now that I'm an adult, I continue to travel as much as I can. I feel restless whenever I stay in one place too long. What I enjoy about travelling is that I'm always learning something new, always having new experiences. It adds value to my life, and I find it very stimulating. It's what I know. I suppose you could say it's in my blood.
Speaker 2.
The world is an amazing place, there's no doubt. I've been lucky enough to see some utterly incredible sights. Machu Picchu in Peru, the pyramids of Egypt, the Great Wall of China. But I'd never describe myself as a truly devoted traveller. I'm a bit lazy about it, to tell you the truth. Mates of mine organised all of those holidays and I happily went along each time. But I have young kids now, so my priorities have changed. I don't mind, you know, I'm content with things the way they are. Travel is wonderful, but I'm not too bothered about it, you know?
Speaker 3.
Honestly, I fail to understand what people see in travel. I just don't get it. I really don't. I don't travel at all these days if I can help it. In the past, every single trip I ever took, everyone, without exception, was a nightmare. Twice my luggage was lost. Once I got very sick abroad. Another time I was robbed. Then there's being squashed on overcrowded flights and those awful airport queues. I literally cannot think of anything more stressful. Travel is just not for me. The mere thought of it makes me feel nervous and uncomfortable.
Speaker 4.
It took me longer than most of my friends to discover the joy of travelling. I didn't even have a passport until I was 17 and went on my first trip, a European tour with my brother. We bought rail tickets and travelled by train across 9 countries, which took 2 months, and I absolutely loved every minute of it. From that point, I was completely hooked on travelling. I know it'll sound a bit dramatic, but travel has changed my life. It's a true honour. I mean, I'm fortunate to be able to enjoy the luxury of travel. I'm very lucky.
Speaker 5.
I work for an international company and I have to travel extensively for my job. I visit our offices in the United States, Latin America, Japan, Australia, and everywhere in between. At first, it seemed kind of glamorous, all these hotels and restaurants and taxis. But I really don't like it anymore. It's quite a lonely existence, to be honest, and all this travel keeps me away from my family and breaks up the harmony of our home. I can't enjoy going away on holiday anymore or even taking weekend trips over the summer months. I'm looking for a new job.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
I've been travelling since I was born. My mother was a diplomat, so our family moved every few years, more or less. By the time I was 12, I'd lived in 4 different countries and travelled to countless more. Now that I'm an adult, I continue to travel as much as I can. I feel restless whenever I stay in one place too long. What I enjoy about travelling is that I'm always learning something new, always having new experiences. It adds value to my life, and I find it very stimulating. It's what I know. I suppose you could say it's in my blood.
Speaker 2.
The world is an amazing place, there's no doubt. I've been lucky enough to see some utterly incredible sights. Machu Picchu in Peru, the pyramids of Egypt, the Great Wall of China. But I'd never describe myself as a truly devoted traveller. I'm a bit lazy about it, to tell you the truth. Mates of mine organised all of those holidays, and I happily went along each time. But I have young kids now, so my priorities have changed. I don't mind, you know, I'm content with things the way they are. Travel is wonderful, but I'm not too bothered about it, you know?
Speaker 3.
Honestly, I fail to understand what people see in travel. I just don't get it. I really don't. I don't travel at all these days if I can help it. In the past, every single trip I ever took, every one, without exception, was a nightmare. Twice my luggage was lost. Once I got very sick abroad. Another time I was robbed. Then there's being squashed on overcrowded flights and those awful airport queues. I literally cannot think of anything more stressful. Travel is just not for me. The mere thought of it makes me feel nervous and uncomfortable.
Speaker 4.
It took me longer than most of my friends to discover the joy of travelling. I didn't even have a passport until I was 17 and went on my first trip, a European tour with my brother. We bought rail tickets and travelled by train across 9 countries, which took 2 months, and I absolutely loved every minute of it. From that point, I was completely hooked on travelling. I know it'll sound a bit dramatic, but travel has changed my life. It's a true honour. I mean, I'm fortunate to be able to enjoy the luxury of travel. I'm very lucky.
Speaker 5.
I work for an international company and I have to travel extensively for my job. I visit our offices in the United States, Latin America, Japan, Australia, and everywhere in between. At first, it seemed kind of glamorous, all these hotels and restaurants and taxis. But I really don't like it anymore. It's quite a lonely existence, to be honest, and all this travel keeps me away from my family and breaks up the harmony of our home. I can't enjoy going away on holiday anymore or even taking weekend trips over the summer months. I'm looking for a new job.
That's the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. That's the end of test four.